I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado lawmakers' extraordinary session allocated $300 million to support Coloradans through the COVID-19 pandemic. Much of that will assist rural and agriculture communities. While the extraordinary session delivered 10 bills to assist businesses and families, lawmakers and advocates say more relief is needed. Jordan Beasley is policy advisor and legislative liaison for the Department of Agriculture.
The bills that have been passed in Colorado during this extraordinary session are really just stopgap measures to help Coloradans get by over the next couple of months. We really do need the federal government to step up and provide additional aid to the states to be able to support all of our citizens. There's just not the resources needed at the state level to be able to meet all of those needs.
10 bills passed, including one that will support broadband access for rural students, $5 million for grants to food pantries. That includes a preference for Colorado agricultural products. There's a tax relief bill for restaurants, bars, and vintners that will help keep markets open for small ag producers who rely on direct sales. $37 million to small businesses distributed through local governments will help small ag businesses, $54 million for emergency housing assistance, and $5 million for energy assistance. Negotiators in D.C. have come to a loose agreement on a possible $900 billion rescue package. That measure may provide $26 billion for food assistance and farm programs and $10 billion for broadband.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.